All right. If you have never heard Drew Lila before, Drew Lila is our answer to Delilah. It's basically a ripoff of the Delilah at the Dark After Dark show that airs on our sister station, Magic.
Is it called After Dark? I feel like that's for naughty softcore porn movies.
I don't know. I don't know what she's called.
It should be.
I've never really heard her show before.
I don't think she's on 94.9. I think they moved her to the Dove.
Oh. Not one of our sister stations. And we saw a news story this week that said that heavy metal music, of all things, actually has a soothing effect. Now, not for me. When I hear heavy metal, the last thing in the world I feel is soothed. I feel like amped and pumped up. But for some stupid reason, Huffington Post said that listening to heavy metal music may actually make you calmer. It says that they asked 39 extreme music lovers to describe a frustrating situation involving relationships or finances or work. They measured their heart rates and everything. And it turns out that heavy metal actually makes people calm. So, in order to calm people for their commute, Drew Lila would like to open for business and take your heavy metal requests.
Do you need a sob story to go along with those requests?
I would love one if you want to tell me why you're stressed out.
And you want them to pick the song or you want to pick the song?
I mean, I would like for them to pick the song.
Okay.
I'm not real familiar with newer heavy metal.
I used to listen to Hatebreed all the time, and it would make me feel better.
It would calm you down?
Yeah, like if you're in a bad mood,
yeah.
I would listen to that, and it kind of like it make me feel better.
But you have to move around and get the rage out. I don't think you just sit there, listen, and feel better, right? Don't you have to get some of that angst out?
Well, you can pound your head or bang your head in your car.
Yeah, I used to turn it up on the car really loud and roll the windows down. And
yeah. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you're having a particularly stressful day, I would like to find out what stresses you out. Drew Lila will take over and give you a little heavy metal. For example, I've got Mastodon loaded up, one of the only heavy metal bands I know.
You do or Drew Lila does?
Drew Lila does. Sorry.
When is Drew Lila going to, you know, make an appearance?
Hi, Seth.
Oh, hey, Drew Lila.
It's me, Drew Lila.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So how do you feel about this study?
Pretty stressed out.
Really?
Yeah, Drew Lila doesn't like the devil music. Drew Lila believes that bands like Mastodon and Slayer do the work of the devil. In fact, did you know that KISS stands for Knights in Satan's Service?
I did not.
You do now. But I'd love for Gene Simmons to shoot me with his love gun.
So are you looking to change your show up tonight, Drew Lila, with some heavy metal?
I'm looking to swiggity switch it up, yeah. I'm looking to get a little heavy metal going on. Can you make your rocker sign for me?
Right here.
That's only one finger.
Oh, sorry.
And the wrong one at
There's
that.
There's two.
No. It's on one hand with the index finger and the pinky. No, stop licking your fingers, please.
I want you to be turned on.
Dan?
Yeah, Drew Lila,
yes?
I had a flat tire.
Oh, no.
And now I'm stuck behind an accident. And I think the only thing that would really help me calm down a little bit would be some Quiet Riot, Come On, Feel the Noise.
Well, sure, we can get some Mastodon on for you. That's no problem whatsoever, Dan. It'd be my pleasure to do so. And you're stuck behind a car and you had a flat tire?
I had a flat tire. I just changed it, and now I'm stuck behind an accident.
Oh, well, let's just get you a little Mastodon on Drew Lila in the afternoon with a little song called The Mother Load here on Drew Lila Before Dark.
Oh, no. Kayla, my Drew Lila things don't work.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So Drew Lila works with Kayla?
Yes, still same producer.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Layla, can you come over here and fix my buttons? Look, I'm pushing the Drew Lila in, and it's not working. Hold on, I'm sorry. Drew Lila sometimes works on the seat of her pants. The important part is, we've got the song that you're looking for right here.
Is it really called Mother Load?
Don't you love a mother load? Oh, feel your stress and angst just washing away from your body with Atlanta's own Mastodon, featured in Game of Thrones. I can see what the world has done to you. I can see the way you can you feel the stress just washing away?
I'm actually more stressed out right now, Drew Lila.
Me too. This is awful devil music. Go to the phone lines, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hey, Mike, you're on with Drew Lila. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right. I'm really stressed out.
Oh, no. What's wrong, Mikey?
You know, my boss is just, he doesn't know how to talk to people, and he's like, it's like those coaches you were talking about.
All yell and no compassion or care?
Exactly.
Oh, well, what little heavy metal song can we play for you, Mike, that's going to wash that stress right away, buddy?
I'd like to hear some Lamb of God clean version, Laid to Rest, if you have it.
I've got Laid to Rest queued up, but I didn't know there was a dirty version. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad you said that, Mike. Otherwise, Drew Lila would have been so embarrassed to hear those naughty words that Drew Lila only likes to utter in the bedroom, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I certainly do.
I hope you do. Laid to Rest clean. One moment, and Drew Lila will be happy to get that on for you. Steph?
Drew Lila, is it true that you used to sell merch for Lamb of God back in the day before you had your own radio network?
Funny you should ask. I did their merch tent. Yes, I did. Thank you so much, Mike. I hope your day gets better, and I hope that boss can take that job and staff it one day.
Thank you, Drew Lila.
Thank you, Mike. Drew. Lila. Here's Lamb of God just for you. Mike's boss. You can stick it where the sun don't shine.
Now we're all suffering because of Mike. Oh, boy.
I feel so much more calm now. Oh. All my... I feel safe entering my body.
I used to have this on my iPod.
I'm not surprised.
I turned even all the others away.
Did you feel better? This is calming?
The runs on the wall, so you might as well just admit it. And reach out for stakes.
This one goes out to Mike's boss,
Drew.
I never thought I'd say this, but get the Mastodon on back on immediately.
My God, that was some angry music by angry people.
Are you turned on by that, Drew Lila?
Immensely.
I can tell.
727-579-1025. Hi, John. Welcome to Drew Lila's Heavy Metal Special.
How's it going, Drew?
Lila.
Drew Lila, sorry.
It's okay. What's up, John?
Well, I have this problem. I have an oversized wang.
I don't believe you. Can you bang it against the phone for me, big guy?
I'm driving right now, but everybody's scared of it. It's not only lengthy, it's also girthy.
Oh, sounds just like someone I know.
When I was in high school, they called me Girth Brooks.
That's good. Well, what heavy metal song can we make you feel a little bit better about your oversized phallus?
A little Metallica Bread Fed, please.
Oh, Metallica. What song did you say?
Bread Fed.
Bread Fed?
Bread Fed.
Like B-R-E-A-D?
Yeah.
Oh, Bread Fan. Not Bread Fed, but Bread Fan.
Yes, sir.
Well, this one goes out to you and your oversized weenus.
Aren't you a ma'am?
Me?
Yeah.
Did he say sir?
He did.
Eat a fat one. Drew. Oh, yeah.
Drew Lila, you've been dropped from 17 of your affiliates because of your new style.
That's okay. The Lord speaks in mysterious ways.
The Lord dropped you too.
His son didn't. He's holding me in his holy hands. I'm a bread fan. I enjoy a nice sourdough sandwich.
Don't you watch the carbs though, Drew Lila?
Well, I prefer a nice lettuce wrap.
What do you think about dudes who eat turkey burgers, Drew Lila?
Oh, so manly. Turkey burger is the manliest thing a man can eat. And this one goes out to whatever that guy's name was and his oversized wang. Drew.
Girth Brooks.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, Tucker. Welcome to Drew Lila in the afternoon.
Hey, Drew Lila.
Hello.
What? Just wanted to comment on this metal topic, going along with the article that you guys saw. I just read one that says Spotify has posted that metal is actually more popular and more played than pop music.
Who cares?
Come on. All the metalheads got to rejoice.
We're already playing heavy metal to not stress people out, yet here you are stressing me out, giving me impertinent information. Is there a metal song that you'd like to hear?
About Shepherd of Fire by Avenged Sevenfold.
I mean, oh, yes, I would love to. Shepherd of Fire, that's a song?
Yes, it is.
A7X, eh?
You got it.
Lead singer M. Shadows.
M. Shadows, indeed. Not to be confused with M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong, who has that fantastic song, Wandering Pines or Whispering Pines or whatever the hell it's called. Here comes your song, Shepherd of Fire. Drew. Oh, my goodness.
Spooky.
I can feel Satan entering my body through my pores. True Lila doesn't know how to feel about this angry devil music.
Let's get in the mosh pit.
Don't you feel like some of the pop music these days is for the, you know, devil music?
Like Taylor Swift's Blank Space?
Well, not that, but like, some of the other sluttier ones.
Like Lady Gaga?
Yes.
No. This is what the devil sounds like. This is the music you hear as he is forking you in the behind with his pitchfork.
Will this be your walk-up song if you're a baseball player?
Well, it's hard for me to imagine that, but I was an extra in A League of Our Own. I get to kiss Madonna. Trulado's feeling this. You don't mind if I remove my top, do you?
Please do.
Oh! Oh, my puppies are breathing.
Oh, they're on the floor.
Oh, this song is nipple-tastic. Oh, it's boomerific.
I better hoist those things back up for you.
Thank you. They're hurting my knees.
Let's take a moment and break the ice.
Yes, let's.
So my intentions are known.
What are your intentions, M. Shadows?
See, I have pity in watching you suffer.
Yeah.
I know the feeling of being damned.
I'm feeling it.
I got a storybook of my own.
I want to sacrifice a virgin and a goat.
Don't you see, I am your pride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, so wonderful. Thank you so much for this great suggestion, Drew. Hold on one second here. Is this Ashlyn?
This is she.
It says you forgot your mom's birthday.
Drew, Lila, I am so stressed out with work and everything that I completely skimmed right over my mom's birthday.
What a terrible, terrible daughter you are. What I want you to do is pinch your nipple really hard right now. Now that you've been punished, Drew Lila's going to play a little Danzig for you, a song called Mother, because you forgot your mother. Shame on you. Never forget the womb you came from.
All right. Thank you, Drew Lila.
You're very welcome. Drew.
Are you being propositioned for a threesome by somebody that works on the station?
Yes, and Drew Lila would like to let this young lady know that Drew Lila does not swing this way. God created Adam and Eve, not even Eve.
Who's trying to hook up with you?
Some young lady named Shannon who works here.
What did I think it's a Shannon Burke?
That's her.
He's a boy.
What?
Yeah, that's not a lady. Did you click on the avatar picture at all?
Oh my goodness, I take that back. What a biker hunk. He can ride me like his sled. I'll be your saddlebag anytime, Shannon.
Would you be willing to do a little Shannon and SBK sandwich?
Oh my goodness gracious, Ebony and Ivory living together in perfect harmony. And SBK, you don't have to sit in the back on this bus. By the way, oh, let me play my outro. Hold on, I'm sorry. Drew. Drew Lila would like to take a somber moment in the middle of your rush hour day to wish a healthy and somber rest in peace to Dick Van Patten. Thank you, producer Gio. Drew Lila would like to wish a very somber rest in peace to Dick Van Patten.
Is Dick Van Patten Kenny G?
No, but this is my normal music. You see, Dick Van Patten and I saw each other for a brief period in the 1980s, and I'll tell you, when I was patting his dick in the van, 8 was certainly enough for me.
You've become so edgy, Drew Lila.
It's this music. It brings out the beast in me.
666.
How do you control yourself working with so many hunks in this room?
I know. My ovaries are on fire. I feel like Kings of Leon. Who is that? I don't even know.
Yeah, they're a band.
Drulila, by the way, has switched it up into a little heavy metal frame of mind because Drulila read a study today that said that heavy metal music actually soothes the soul and the home. So, Drulila would like to invite you to tell me about your stressful day. Oh, Shane, with life in general.
Oh.
Shane, are you stressed out by life in general?
I guess. Not really, man. I'm not really stressed. I just wanted to help you out with some modern metal instead of all this 80s stuff.
I don't need to be helped out, okay? I only want to know your genuine stressed out life. I don't appreciate your falsitude that you use to get on the air with me.
Oh, sorry about that, buddy. All right.
I'm not your buddy, okay? I'm a female, you millimeter right, Peter.
Drew, I apologize. I
put
just
your head in the oven.
Yes, I will. Oh, let
me do an impression of you. Oh, hey, I'm the guy who loves metal music, and all the stuff you're playing is 80s metal, but I'm the real new metal guy, and I want new metal, so I'm going to give you some new metal, band. It's going to make everybody turn the damn radio station. That's
hey,
you.
Hey, man, you're the one that's... All right, you got it. Try Kill Switch Engage, man. Try something a little bit more stress-relieving.
No, I think that we're doing a fine job here without your help, stupid. I'm sorry. Drulila, this is just a little bit edgy.
Drulila, yeah, man, what's up?
Pass me a little white Zinfandel.
Yeah, Xanax or something?
Could you give me a couple Xannies?
Yeah, here you go.
Good. Oh. Kill Switch Engage.
I feel like I'm on Pharrell's show all of a sudden.
I'll tell you what, I love the title of this Kill Switch Engage song. It sounds a little bit naughty. What's your favorite song by them, Shane?
It would have to be In Due Time.
Oh, that's not really a naughty title. Do you want to know the naughty title of a Kill Switch Engage song that I found?
Rose of Sharon.
No, not that one either. You really are a dummy.
What is it?
It's the naughtiest of Killswitch Engage songs. It's called Holy Diver.
Damn right. All right. Good job, man. Good fun.
Do you want to be my Holy Diver?
Damn right.
You going to put on a snorkel for me?
Sure.
I'm going to stay down there for 4 to 6 minutes. That's how long it takes for July.
I don't want to hold my butt that long, bud.
That's why the snorkel's for.
Oh, Jesus.
Just rub the mask against me.
You got it, Seth. You're in on this one.
Oh, fog that bad boy on up.
Wait, what do you mean I'm in on this one?
Yeah, because you're taking my spot.
No, there's no tagging out here, big guy. You came to the dance. Now finish it off.
All right, it's finished.
Be my holy diver, Shane.
You got it, Tom.
Drew.
We kept calling you buddy, Drew, I love.
I'm everybody's buddy and pal. Yeah, engage my kill switch. Yeah. Oh, my midnight sea.
Ride the tiger.
I do.
I'm a tiger.
I'll ride you.
I'm kind of soothed.
Drew. Welcome back to Drew Lila in the Afternoon, playing the soothing sounds of heavy metal, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Hello, Maxwell. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, Drew. How are you?
It's Drew Lila.
Sorry, Drew Lila.
Stupid.
You're driving home and traffic sucks.
You suck. You call me by the wrong name. The last partner who did that found himself Lorena Bobbitted.
Hey, it happened.
No, it doesn't happen. That's my point.
Oh, I apologize.
Hit yourself in the face with the phone right now.
Just for you.
Thank you. All right, now what can we do for you? Numbnuts.
Play some Eradication by All Shall Perish.
Is the name of the band Eradication or is the name of the...
No, name of the band is All Shall Perish.
That's weird. It says Eradication is the band and All Shall Perish is the song. Maybe you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I know exactly what I'm talking about.
I don't think you do, but what's got you all stressed out today besides your own inferior brain?
Hey, traffic.
Traffic. Like that's not stressing anybody out. Drew. Oh, my God. What is he even saying? This music.
Lila, System of a Down metal?
Yes, and do I love that surge.
As somebody sent a tweet for Toxicity.
Drew. Serge and I, little known fact, I took a vacation to Armenia. And let me tell you this, he and Shava were closer than you think.
What? I don't understand what that means at all, Drew Lila.
You do.
I didn't know that you had such fond memories with System of a Down.
Mm-hmm, I certainly do. Did you say Toxicity?
Yes.
I'll certainly get that. What's got you all stressed out?
Oh, I'm not stressed out. We just got that on Twitter, and I didn't know if maybe you thought it'd be a refreshing metal song for us to play.
It would. It's actually a song that I'm relatively familiar with. Do you know who sent that along on the Twitter machine?
Yes, I do. His name is Nick Reynolds.
Well, Nick, thank you very much for tweeting Drew Lila at Drew on the radio. I left off the Lila. Drew. Don't mind, I'd like to remove my underpanties now.
What are you doing with your life now that Game of Thrones is over, Drew Lila?
I never watched the show.
What?
Never watched it. I've been catching up on Malcolm in the Middle. I'll tell you, that guy who plays his dad, I can't believe he never got another role. Sorry, Seth, I just dropped my pen. Could you bend over and pick that up for me?
Oh, sure, no problem.
Thank you. Take one of those with you. Oh. Thank you. He's getting frisky. Eating seeds is the best time activity. This song reminds me of the Toxic Shock Syndrome outbreak of the 1980s. Drew Lila got a tainted tampon.
Lila, I don't want to upset you at all, but it looks like you put on a few more pounds than the last time I saw you. Looks like about 20 to 25.
I like to say I'm pleasingly plump. More cushion for the push-in.
Is that a G-Unit dress you're wearing today?
It is. I'm glad you could find the G-spot. Drew. Get serious for one of our last calls from Drew Lila. Steve is a vet with PTSD. It's a real disease, and it's time to accept it, embrace it, and see what we can do to solve it. Steve, thank you for servicing our country.
Thank you, Drew Lila.
You're very welcome, Steve. What is the heavy metal band that can take you from a stressful point to a relaxation zone?
Pantera.
Any particular song by the Panteras?
This Love.
Pantera, This Love. I'm going to go over to Gio, the resident Pantera expert. Is that a song that we can play?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, you think so?
I'm not sure.
Pantera, This Love. It's from the album Vulgar Display of Power, which comes right next to Vulva in the dictionary. How creative. Steve, I want you to appreciate the fact that there are so many people out there who are thinking about you and all of our men in uniform, and there's one lady on the radio right now who'd like to take you right out of that uniform, and that's me. I hope this song takes away your stress.
Thank you, Drew Lila.
Drew. Pantera.
Yeah. R.I.P. Dimebag.
Oh, what happened to Dimebag?
Got blown away.
Oh, no. When did this happen?
A couple years ago.
So sad.
Guy walked up on stage and shot him.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Crazy fan.
I was a roadie for Pantera back in the day. Dimebag Darrell treated me very well.
He did.
He was more like quarter sack. I haven't dared. You know what? The man was huge.
Why are you, your voice sounds so manly all of a sudden.
I'm sorry, the man was huge.
I didn't get excited sometimes.
Can't help it. Oh. I don't like when these boys sing so low. What is happening? Oh my god! What is. Why?
Love.
Keep the love.
Love.
One more. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Hi, Drew Lila. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much for using my correct name. I hate when people shorten it to Drew. That guy's a jerk.
He is. Yeah. Well, I'm driving in traffic trying to get home to my pregnant wife. And she needs me to rub her ankle.
Cankle.
And, yeah, it is a cankle.
I know.
But I didn't say that.
I did.
Okay. Well, all these drivers, they just, they're getting me so stressed out that I just want to take a hammer and smash their face.
Oh.
So maybe you could play that by Cannibal Corpse for me.
Cannibal Corpse's Hammer Smash Face going out to you and your pregnant wife's cankles right now. Make sure you pick up a pint of Ben & Jerry's. I suggest a Chunky Monkey.
Oh, good idea, Drew Lila.
Thank you. I'm here to please and serve. Drew. Cannibal Corpse. Hammer Smash Face. Cookie Monster. How is this music?
Here we go!
Terrible music.
Drew Lila, we got a tweet from Brett Boggs that said, shout out your sexy metal band. Have you ever heard that bit before?
Hi, Brett. It's great to hear from you.
Have you ever spent any time with his father, Wade Boggs?
Chicken Man?
Yeah.
Yes, he had a bit of a tradition. Before he would stride out to home plate, he would tug on his crotch and wink at me through the camera.
Every time?
And then he wouldn't step on the third baseline. Sometimes I would throw him out stealing home, if you know what I mean. Drew. This will conclude today's portion of Drew Lila. For more Drew Lila, check out my website, DrewLilaHeavyMetalAfterDark.com.
Or the 102.5 Drew Graba Live clip of the day.
Oh, goody. I'm so honored.
Shh, don't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day. Suck it down. Taste it.
I posted on Facebook that on the Drew Garabo Live page, which is facebook.com/interfacewithDrewGarabo, when we were pitched the idea of having someone propose on our show, we were less than enthusiastic. We are all about satisfying our clients, but not at the expense of our on-air product. Seth and I bitched and moaned as usual until Gio came up with the idea to do a reverse proposal in which a lady would propose to a gentleman. I'm glad that he did, as this wonderful couple came in yesterday and got engaged. Thanks to Continental Wholesale Diamonds, Safety Harbor Resort and Spa, Demetrius Bridal, and Colleen and Scott for making this memorable event. And what do you think Colleen described as your ideal Valentine's Day date, Scott?
I would have to say the same, I would hope.
Same, I would hope. What color are Colleen's eyes?
Blue.
Okay, I don't know if that's true. I didn't notice her eyes. No offense. If you got a new pet, what do you think Colleen would want?
A dog.
A dog. Okay, interesting. What is Colleen's biggest fear in life?
Birds.
Birds.
Sorry, Gio.
Sorry to hear that.
And where was your first kiss?
At a bar.
No, I mean, on her anatomy, where was your first kiss? No, I'm just kidding. It was much lower than that. Okay, very good. Did you guys get a... Because I didn't get as many matches as...
No.
Oh, Gio's not on over there.
Gio's,
No.
Yeah, I didn't... I mean, you didn't get many.
It doesn't look good at all now.
Well, Scott, the bad news is we did not get more matches than any of the other couples that we got here today. The good news is I think Colleen has a consolation prize for you if you would like to turn around.
Is her mic on?
I think so. Mixer, right?
Yeah.
Colleen?
Yeah, come on up.
Come here.
Hi.
Hi.
So we came here today for a contest.
Right.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Favorite show. We listen to these guys all the time.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Yeah.
Right? And you know I love you very, very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you too.
Okay. So... there's actually a different reason why we're here today.
So, okay.
So we met like 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And I fell madly in love with you.
Yeah.
Still as madly in love with you today as I've ever been.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah. Every day we, you know, build a life together. And
Yeah, it's going real good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's awesome, and the kids are happy, and you are, you know, the love of my life, and I love you very much.
I love you, too.
So I know we've talked about being together for the rest of our lives, and you always say that you want the best of everything for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I want you to know is that being with you for the rest of my life is the best thing for me.
Okay.
So I want to, today, in front of Drew and everyone here and zillions of listeners and many people that we know are listening today.
Right.
Family, friends, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you a question.
She just dropped her name.
Stop, Brady.
Yes.
I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And will you make me the happiest woman alive? And make me Mrs. Brady.
Of course.
Gag me.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.